Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
It was mostly because we got our hands on space and everything came to us.
Billy Mullaney explains how the artist collective we know as 1419 began. But before we can fully understand the beginnings and the end of 1419, we need to better understand what experimental art really is. Lillian Egger has one definition.
To me, experimental art is something that is untested and that has a possibility of failing, or a possibility of being a huge success.
And the list for different definitions of experimental art continued to grow, but there was one idea that seemed to reoccur.
The avant-garde doesn't start with art. Avant-garde starts with thought.
Ben Hayward, a director at an experimental art gallery here in the Twin Cities, emphasized that the idea of failure is also important.
That's the way that anyone progresses in any kind of thing that they do as a human being, is that you learn by your mistakes. If you're not allowed to make mistakes, then you can never learn.
We made things that, like, sucked, and no one came to and lost money, and we said that that was, like, the best stuff, best experience, anyway, that we've been in, because we made work on our own terms, and it wasn't, like, censored.
If you want to learn more about this or other arts and culture stories in the Twin Cities, tune in to Culture Q on Sunday nights on Radio K, or go online to RadioK.org. For Culture Q, I'm Shelby Thomason.
Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.